Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Well, good evening, everyone. As you can hear, my voice has not changed. I am not Jeanette Ann. I am Mike Davis, and welcome here to the Guiding Lights. I know that Jeanette Ann is jet-setting at the moment. She is actually in Spain. I'm taking her slot tonight with the wonderful Sarah May. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Have you got your lippy on in your dress, Mike?
Well, I did think about putting the high heels on, Sarah, but I thought, you know, if I do put the high heels on, I may fall over because I'm not the best in them. And if I fall over, then, you know, it would cause injury. And if I had injury, then I wouldn't be able to jet set myself over to the USA in 9 days' time.
Mike, do you know what you've got to do for me when you go to the USA?
I'll do anything I can for you, Sarah. You know that.
Can you sample the chocolate and tell me what the chocolate's like?
Oh, you know, Sarah, that's the one thing that I'm going to do is sample every single piece of chocolate I can put my hands up on. And, you know, the last few weeks I've been watching really careful of what I've been eating. Because, you know, I've been thinking to myself, you know, maybe I've put on a few pounds over the last few months. So maybe, you know, it's time to lose a bit. So, you know, I haven't been on a diet, far from the word. You know, I've been just been a bit careful, looking after myself, so to speak, you know. And not eating so much chocolate or anything. But, you know, Sarah, I'm going to tell you a little secret. On the way home today, I decided, because in work, because as you know, I work full time. Instead of eating pasties and pies and everything else in work, I've been eating cereals. And I run out today of cereals. I was like, oh, what am I going to do? I can't have my breakfast. I can't have cereals for lunch.
What have you done?
So I decided today, okay, because it's a Monday, and I thought to myself, it's a Monday, and I'm allowed. So I decided I was going to work through my breakfast break. So I did. I worked through and stopped for lunch. So I decided I was going to go to the shop for lunch and buy like a sandwich, you know, a healthy sandwich. And, you know, I walked into the shop, Sarah, and they're right in front of me. And it was like, you know, like a big flashing sign, you know, there's neon signs. There wasn't a neon sign. It was just my mind was putting this neon sign in. It was like, Michael, eat me, eat me. That's what it was calling to me. And it was the most nicest, longest sausage roll you could ever imagine. And, you know, it was warm because it was in this little oven thing. So I walked into the shop and said that the first thing I'd done is open this shelf, grab these tongs, put it over this sausage roll. And I thought to myself, but Michael, you're looking after yourself. And I thought, but it's a thing. And I'm allowed. And I put it into the bag, took it to the till. And, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed it like you wouldn't believe.
Naughty, Mikey, and naughty Monday.
So I decided on the way home from work, there's a little shop around the corner, you know, quite a large superstore, actually, which I wouldn't say the name of the superstore because that would be wrong of me. But I decided on the way home I was going to pop into the superstore to make sure they had cereals for tomorrow. So Sarah, you'll be pleased to know I bought 2 boxes of these cereals ready for tomorrow. So, you know, all week I'm going to be good.
Good.
But you, Monday again, you know, and you know, I've just done the most wonderful thing. You know, I was as you know, because we were speaking off here a little earlier on. I've only just got back in, as you know.
Yeah.
I've been off to help a friend of mine, and and just looking in the chat room, I agree with what they posted. Their life is too short. I agree with that. But you know, I've been off to help a friend of mine, and I thought to myself, you know, I can do nice things for people, and you know, I always offer a hand. And a very dear friend of mine, his son is 17. He just passed his test in the car, and he found a car that he likes, that is small, that's going to be relatively cheap for him to insure. Now, when I'm saying cheap, it's still, you know, way too much in my opinion. But you know, he is 17, so he's found one that is probably one of the cheapest cars he could find to insure. And we went off today and bought it for him. And he was so elated. But, you know, I know that you've met Gwyn, the other co-owner of Mike Spurred FM. And he says to me, he rings me up, he says, well, where are you? Because we had a meeting. And I said, well, I'm out. And he said, but we've got a meeting. And I said, but I know, if you make up a cup of coffee, I'll be there soon. He said, well, I'm going to do better than that. He said, I haven't eaten all day. So he says to me, I'm going to go to the fish shop. Would you like some chips and curry or something? And
Michael,
without thinking of it, yes, please, I'll have fruity curry and chips. So Sarah, you'll be pleased to know I've just finished eating fruity curry and chips. And you know, I must say, it was absolutely gorgeous. But it's okay. It's a Monday. So I'm going to stick to that rule. It's okay, because it's a Monday.
Monday will soon be gone, Mike. And you've got 2 hours of talking here.
Well,
so no chockies.
Yeah, but you know, you'd be pleased. So I'm content for the evening now, and that will be it now for me until tomorrow, until I go to work and crack open that box of cereals. And they are nice cereals, you know. They are the bran flakes with some nuts in the bran flakes, so they are quite healthy.
I must have been with you today, because I went to a well-known shop. And I don't eat cereals. And I was looking at muesli, and I was thinking, I really want to buy some muesli. I was really tempted to buy it, but I didn't.
Well, that's not very exciting, Sarah, is it? I thought you'd put me up for something like, you know, again, reading in the chat room, life's too short, eat dessert first. You know, I thought that's what you were going to come with, a nice chocolate eclair or a fudge cake or something, but you disappoint me. Muesli. I think me and Molly is now going to go somewhere, because you disappointed me. It's a Monday.
No, Molly, don't leave me.
Yes, most definitely. We're not, you know, we're here to stay. Sarah, I know that we got a jam-packed show, because I know that, you know, between us, and I don't mean between us, that's probably come out wrong. I know I have 3 children. You have 3 children. They're nothing to do with each other, so let's clear that point up. I think wrong between us. You have 3 children. I have 3 children. I know that the theme of today's show, it's not going to be your meditation as normal.
No.
It's going to be more music and enjoying today as a celebration.
Yes.
of the two of us together here. So I know we're going to go to our first song, and the first song is a choice of mine. And see, now these songs that we have chosen here for you today, and I hope that the people that's listening is going to enjoy them, okay? Now the first song is for my daughter, and Sarah, she's 17 on Saturday, and you know, she was saying to me that, but she was singing this song, and you know, I thought, I have to play this song for her. So let's hand this bit over to Ken and say, take it away.
Take it away, Ken.
Gonna make a change. for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collarbone. My favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw a stitch we got, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, I know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Yeah!
Well, all I can say to that is it's a good job that my microphone was muted. Otherwise, you would all need to probably go and see a doctor after listening to me singing that. But, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed that. And, you know, I know that that was one of Stacey's songs that she likes because, you know, she's very heavily into dancing. And bless her heart, you know, she's you know, she just got into sixth form, Sarah, which is, you know, I'm very pleased and very proud of her for doing that.
Yeah.
Achieving that. And, you know, on a Wednesday, that she has a free day on a Wednesday, but she's decided to go back into school on the Wednesday, on a day off, not just to study, but to teach the younger children how to dance. And she's really, you know, done herself really well. And, you know, she wants to be a professional dancer. So, you know, if there's anyone listening out there that can help my little Stacey, then please drop me a message. And I'm sure that Stacey will be elated to know that she would have some. But, you know, her idol, who she absolutely adores, is Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I love Nicki Minaj. The only trouble is one of the records that I really like of hers, we can't put on because it's not very... some of the words are a little bit iffy.
They are a bit. I mean, you know, we went for Michael Jackson for a week because I know that, you know, Nicki Minaj is a bit... we'll see, won't she? And
risque for the radio, Mike.
Yeah, we'll see that. Well, I know that we're going to be doing some readings tonight, Sarah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I will say to everyone, if you want to call in, if you want to have a reading with either myself or Sarah, then please do call in. The numbers you need to dial, it's 760-283-4611. I'll read that out again. It's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 00-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening in Blog Talk Radio, or you need the Blog Talk Radio link, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and that's where, you know, you type in that into your search engine, it will come up and straight to the show page, and that's where you will find the Skype button. If you do want to call in and you're outside the USA, it's free to call in on Skype. So that's blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. That's where you'll find the Skype button. And you know, we do welcome you all to call in because I know that, you know, Sarah is a wonderful worker for the spirit world. I suppose I'm okay as well in some ways, I suppose.
No, you're not bad.
Bad, you know. no, you know, a Monday, I like Mondays because it's a relaxing day, Sarah, because, you know, on a Sunday, it's a bit manic.
I know.
Particularly in the studio because you normally the kids go home. There's lunch to do and to have done my sisters. And, you know, see, again, that's my excuse on a Sunday for lunch because I go down my sister's every Sunday. It's my excuse to visit my sister and the rest of my family. So I have dinner, you know, quite I must say, a gorgeous cooked roast dinner. So, you know, broken this looking after myself a Sunday and a Monday. But, you know, as long as, you know, Tuesday and all the way until Saturday is, you know, it's cereals, and I think I'm fine. So we'll stick at the 2 day breaking the rules. So, well, I know that we've got quite a few people in at the minute here. I know that our producer Ken is working hard behind the scenes.
Okay.
Well, should we choose one more song before we go into taking the callers? And we'll have one of your songs for one of your children, and you can explain a little for why.
I don't know whether the producer's got the songs ready. Yes. Which one should we have? Shall we do Heatwave for my little Rudy?
Okay.
I said to Rudy today, what song do you fancy, Rudy? And he said, Heatwave, Mummy. I can't even think the person that sings it. It's probably Modern. Because what we tend to do is they like to have the trendy radio on in the car, not the old-fashioned one that I like to listen to. And we all have a little bit of a sing-along. And we do that quite regularly, which is really lovely. And do you do that as well, Mike?
You know, you get into my car, Stacey takes over.
Yeah.
Studio, and I call her Stacey DJ.
Yeah.
I have quite a large selection of CDs that I may say that Stacey and Emily's choice. And Paul James, sings along with it as well. And
did I tell him to stop, Mike? Because my daughter tells my son to stop.
You know, it's up that loud, we can't hear each other. We can scream on the top of our voice, and we still can't hear each other, you know? And, you know, I just... Well, no, I can't say give in. I thoroughly enjoy singing along.
I do. You know, it's therapy.
I admit that. And it is, you know, because I feel, you know, well, you know, because it's on so loud, I can sing on the top of my voice, even though it's painful. But it doesn't matter because, you know, even the kids go, go on, Dad, go on, Dad, you know. And it's wonderful because, you know, they think it's fantastic. And I know it's bad. So, okay, so... So, Sarah, we have another thing in common here. The two of us sing secretly in the car with our children. Not our children, in mine and separate. Let's not get the wrong idea here. Yeah? That we both sing in our separate cars with our separate children to their favourite song. So, take it away, Heatwave Ken.
If I draw a vibe for the day, then we ain't gotta worry, we're nice for the day. Inspired by the sun, take flight for the day. Sipping a cold beer, sunshine in your face. Long nights are crazy, we are on them. My name's Wiley, yeah, play my song then. When I arrive, I'm causing a heat wave. I got vibes to tell people want them.
I'm a party, I'm on the hands. Put your hands up on my body. I'm a body, I'm a body. Put your hands up on my body. I'm a party, I'm on the hands. Put your hands up on my body. I'm a body, I'm a body. Put your hands up on my body. I'm a party, I'm on the hands. Put your hands up on my body. I'm a body, I'm a body. Put your hands up on my body. I'm a party. I'm gon' dance. Put your hands up on my body. On my body, on my body. Put your hands up on my
when the sun's out, see the gal them too. I wake up to another gal them tune. I ride out on my Yamaha R6. When I reach in the dance, bring the gal them true. Gal them know, said they wanna wind up. I get behind her and she get wild up. She back it up good, but I try my luck. Winding up, gal is the vibe I love. When I arrive, I'm cruising the heat wave. I got vibes to tell people want them. My name's Wiley, yeah, play my song then. When I arrive, I'm cruising the heat wave.
What to make of that song. You know, I started to have a little dance, a little boogie there, but I thought, set in.
The kids love it.
In the chat room, and you know, the you know, some of them, you know, enjoyed it, and the others were saying it was horrible, and you know, it was funny, and I agree with, you know, it was funny. And I could just imagine me and Molly, you know, particularly when I come from work, because, I mean, you've had the pleasure of meeting Molly, or should I say the unfortunate pleasure of meeting Molly, which I've
looked at.
When I come home from work, you know, the first thing he does, he runs up to me and he pounces on me. And, you know, I very often grab his paws and we dance, you know.
Too much information.
But we do, you know, I come from work and like, because he's excited, we dance in the hallway and I just sing to him going, hello, Molly, I'm not going to sing. What have you done today, you know, and giving him the old, you know, have you been chasing some flies or you've been chilling out, we've been sleeping, and but I can imagine me and Dali but you know he's fast asleep now, otherwise you know I could have got up and had a boogie there with the Molly.
Shall I shout Walkers? I've just got visions of Scooby-Doo here now, Mike.
Well, you know, he's very much similar to, like,
Scooby. He is.
You know, and the amazing thing is, he's a boxer dog. You know, he shouldn't be like that. And he's three now, so he should have chilled out. You know, or calmed down, should I say?
That's never going to happen, Mike.
Never, my Molly. Never. You know, I come home from work and he's so excited. And his ears have pinned back. He looks at me and he cowers down on the floor. You know, and his chin goes right down. He looks at me with those evil look of eyes, and then that's it. Woof, he leaps up like a cat. And I've got to drop everything and catch him in midair because I know. And his tail is going 10 to the dance, and he's so excited to see me. And then we do have a little dance, and, you know, and I say, you all right there, man? And, you know, we chill up, we have a dance, and I sing a little song to him. You know, he knows when dad's coming on, because, you know, he actually, and you've seen this,
he's done it to me.
And you know, I always leave the blinds open upstairs in my bedroom, and I sleep in the front room. And, you know, all the listeners can imagine this now. Drive down the street, music on, particularly when the kids are in the car, loud as can be, and Molly's just sat there on the bed window, and he follows with his head the car coming in into the drive, and he looks down because he's obviously over us now at this point. He looks down and he can see us getting out of the car. Then you can start seeing his head moving back and forth. So you know that his tail is waggling. You know, he's getting excited because dad's home. And then that's it. Cowers down ready and he's like a cat. Woof, up he comes. You know, he's so funny. He is, you know, he is the light of my life, you know. But, you know, see, the one sad thing about me going to America, I can't take Molly with me.
I think you need the break, Mike.
I think he does. but, you know, all is not lost. Molly is going to have a little girlfriend with him for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And Molly is, as I said, he's a white boxer, dog. And he is going to have a little white female boxer dog that's going to be staying with Molly for the 2 weeks that I'm away. So I think, I don't know that it's whether he's going to enjoy the break for me, or I think he's going to pounce to me so much when I come home because he's going to enjoy the break from this other boxer dog.
No, Mike. Molly thinks you are his wife.
Well, I won't go into that. We're live on it. Sheila, should we go to some calls? Because I know that we've got quite a list that's stacking up. You know, and I love you know, coming on to the Guiding Lights because it's so different to my show. My show is so... fast pace, isn't it? You know, but that's the way I like it. That's the way I've made it. But I know that your show, it's more relaxed.
Chill.
Yeah, chill. What's the rush?
Chill, chill.
You know, just relax, enjoy. And you know, that's what I love about the Guiding Lights. So before we go to the callers, let's have some information on you, even though this is your show. Tell us and tell all the listeners how they can contact you.
Best and quickest way to get in touch with me is via Facebook, Medium Sarah May. Obviously some of you don't use Facebook, but you can inbox if you can find it, or you can get me on Skype, Sarah May Psychic. My website, I'm making changes to my website at the moment, so that's not actually live. So Skype really, or via Facebook, Medium Sarah May.
And also there's a page, isn't it, called the Guiding Lights.
Guiding Lights page on Facebook, which is obviously associated with Jeanette and myself. my co-host, who is having a lovely sunny holiday while we're working away. We will pop you into Garden Lights.
Let's not go there, that she's having a sunny break. Let's not
go. You're going to America next. What about me?
I must mention here, and I think there may be a little bit of conspiracy going on, because, you know, we do have a new host starting with us on the Mike Spirit FM network every Friday, that is starting on the 5th of next month.
Mm-hmm. And where's he at the moment?
And where's he at the moment? He is in Spain.
Spain, sunny Spain.
And where's Jeanette?
Sunny Spain. Oh, I wonder if they're anywhere near each other, Mike.
You never know, because I know that Grant is doing some work out there.
Yeah.
And Jeanette has refused to do any work out there. But if Grant's got anything to do with it, oh, she'll be working. She will be working. So, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, is it something that, you know, because I know that our another one of our wonderful hosts, Andrew D, you know, he seems to take a lot of holidays as well, doesn't he?
Does he, Mike?
He does, yeah. He always seems to be, you know, either going somewhere or he's doing something. I'm thinking to myself, listen, you know, why don't I ever go away?
My last holiday was at your house.
That wasn't a holiday. That was a chore, I think. Okay, let's try and keep it sensible here. This is a radio show. We are live. Oh, bless. Okay, let's go to some callers, because I know that we've got quite a few stacking up in front of us. I know that we have Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hello, darling.
Well, we're doing very well.
You guys are fun. You have infectious laughs. You're very fun that way.
When you do this work, Jessica, you have to be crazy. Let me tell you.
Well, that's good. I'm in good company. That's probably.
Just ask you where you're calling from first.
I'm actually calling from Maryland, the United States.
Wonderful.
And I was thinking about how to get you chocolates, Sarah. I was thinking about that.
Oh, so, you lovely lady.
Because we have an Amish market over here, and it is all handmade, and it's just amazing, with fresh fruit and such. But I thought it was interesting you guys got a chocolate.
I've been eating all of these chocolates. You know, all these, you know, the past 3 months of eating cereals. Nine more days, and then that's it.
You can't overdo, though. You can't overdo. So I guess if I can go ahead, I'm kind of at a standstill, and I would like to see a relationship go in a certain direction, and I feel like it could, but I would like some insight, because I'm ready to act, and it's either... You know, do you see potential in our relationship? We've kind of hit a brick wall, sort of. Or, you know, is it worth acting? Does the potential exist? That's my question. His name is John, and again, my name is Jesse.
Okay.
I think the two of us are waiting for each other, aren't we? well, maybe what's the best you say? Maybe if we like tag team up together here and maybe share, bounce from each other.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Do you want me to start?
Yes, please, Mike.
Okay. Jessica, I know that, you know, that your question is important to you, okay? But my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay? And if I'll do that for you and see what the spirit world will answer, if they can answer any of these questions there for you. Is that okay if I do that?
Of course, yeah.
Because, see, you know, the minute that we brought you on there, you know, that there was a lady that drew close that connects there. See, it's your voice that builds up that connection there for me. And this lovely lady draws close around this vibration here. And I know that as she links with me, that she makes you aware that, you know, throughout her life, she complained of her back. I want to say all of the back, you know, particularly the lower part of her back. She seems to, as if she wants me to stretch and just twist a bit to try and make things easier. And I believe this would have been a condition that progressively got worse and worse and worse towards the end of her life there, almost to the point of where I feel that, you know, it kind of would have made her be kind of restricted towards the end of her life, because I'm feeling that, you know, where she's stiff or where she's twisting, and, you know, that she wasn't able to do that towards the end of her life. And I know that I want to try and help her. I want to help you, some offense. I want to try and, like, massage and try and ease the pain and the torment that she suffered towards the end of her life there. Now, I know that she linked in your family there, Jessica, bless her, and I believe I want to link her within your, as I said, your family. I want to link within your mum's side of your family. Just under what I've got with me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm adopted. My mother complains of a lot of back pain. I'm almost feeling back pain when you talk about it. I feel like it's more connected to maybe the past or someone who, maybe my birth mother, who knows? I don't know. I don't know anyone else for that.
Well, I know I've got someone in the spirit world that makes me aware of this back pain. And I know that as I'm sitting here in my little studio, that things are really kind of, you know, it's getting stiff, okay? And I know that that's how this thing passed, okay? So please, you know, even though that you're saying that you was adopted, it doesn't matter, okay? Because our loved ones can come close, and I believe this is what this lady has done. I know that she links in your mum's side. I believe that she goes back maybe a generation from your mum. I believe it links more with your grandmum, because that's where she tells me she is. Now, as she connects around your vibration, you're Jessica, I know that she wants me to say to you that, you know, where you feel stuck, you feel stagnant in your life at the minute, because it seems as if it's like the same thing day after day after day. There's no distance, there's no way forward. You can't see any way forward. It's like you feel stuck in some sort of environment or way. You're not even happy anymore. Do you understand this?
I do understand, yes.
Okay, and she says to me that, you know, never mind how hard that we try to kind of push our way forward from this, it doesn't seem to break free. We can't seem to break free from it, okay? Now, she talks to me of the love. Now, I know that there's still lots of love inside of you, okay? Inside of one that's close to you, okay? I know that dearly that we love each other, but, you know, that's cool. With you, and that's the way that you feel. So I know that I want to say that you know that she wants me to say that you know that, you know, we need to work on the things that, see, we need to work on the things that's closest to us. And she also tells me about the move that's coming around you. So do you understand the move?
Yes, I do. I'm currently back, like you're saying, this work to do something. You're in the same place. I actually ended up moving back with my parents right now, so I'll be moving in the near future, but where and what, you know.
See, because I know when that move comes around, that's when things are going to change. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're going to feel not so stuck, you know, this is it. This is all I've got to look forward to, because I know that life will change there for you. Now, I'm going to hand you over to Sarah there, because I know that Sarah's probably bursting at the seams and thinking, come on, Mike, shut up. It's my turn.
I'm not.
Hand you over to you there.
I'd never think that, Mike, honestly, because I know when you've got a link and you want to keep on with it, you know, for as much as the spirit is with you. Around you, Jessica, I feel like I've got a pain in my hand, so I don't know if this is you or somebody in the spirit world connecting to you.
Yeah, okay. I'm okay so far.
Okay. It's just like a pain in the middle of my hand. It could be... It actually stretches up towards my arm. So it could be the metacarpals or whatever you call them, the metatarsals there. So I don't know whether somebody's got a repetitive strain injury there. If it's not you, it'll be somebody around you or somebody in the spirit world. Okay. I get an April link with you as well, sweetheart. So I get a feeling that it was maybe a passing of somebody or a birthday or a celebration of some sort around about the April time.
I'm sorry, a celebration passing?
Yeah, well, a celebration is a birthday, but a passing, I actually see a passing as a celebration of life, to be honest with you. You know, when somebody passes to the spirit world. So
my
if you've got
aunt
a lot...
Bing.
Say again, sweetheart.
My aunt Bing, actually, yeah, April is when she passed. I believe I just came across that again, so...
Okay.
Okay,
so there's a lady linking here. I feel like I've got chest problems. I feel like I'm not breathing very well. I feel like I'm wheezing. And I feel also that it happened quite slowly, to be honest with you. And she's just making me aware of this. Okay. Now, I've written down on a piece of paper the names John and Jessica. And I've written the name John above Jessica. Okay. So I'm wondering if he applies a little bit of pressure towards you, sweetheart, and you run away a little bit. or you feel a little bit overwhelmed?
Yeah, I do. The circumstance before was we had different schedules. We still do have different schedules. And at first I had considered that and put a lot of things aside, like my own feelings versus practical versus, I guess, want and emotional. So, yeah, he came forth once very strongly and said, let's do this. And I was a little timid and I said, moreover, let's think about it, but I would like to do it. But I wasn't used to, I guess, getting exactly what I wanted. Right when I asked for it.
So. I think you maybe wasn't ready, sweetheart. And I think you're regretting it a little bit because you're thinking, oh, I've wrecked this now. You know, how can I go back? How can I change this? I do feel he was applying a little bit too much pressure with you. And he should have recognized that you were sensitive and vulnerable.
A bit more fragile. Mm-hmm.
Understand, fragile and vulnerable. I don't feel he's gone. I do feel that he will connect back with you. I get the number 414. I don't know whether it's on a door or whether it's street. Or do you know that number, sweetie?
Well, the number 414 had popped up while I was waiting. And I believe in angel numbers too, but I didn't have a chance to look it up. But there is some significance with that for me. So I don't know. That's why I said interesting, 414. There it is
okay.
Again.
It's very specific, isn't it? And it's something that's been given to me from Spirit, which is very relevant with you. And when I get evidence, it's for me, because I like to track myself when I do a reading, because if I'm forward forecasting for somebody, I like to know that I'm with them. So to me, that's quite a clear validation, the number 414, for us to know that I'm with you. I do feel Johnny's coming back around you. I feel it's turned around. You're the stronger one and he's the weaker one now. So it does need to find a balance. Mike mentioned a move, and I definitely think around a move, this is coming in. Because I feel while you're at home, you feel nurtured. And you feel that you've got everything that you need and a little bit cocooned. And I feel you need to be out of that space and you need your independence.
Right.
And I think it'd be a little bit scary for you when you come out, but it'll take you a couple of weeks to settle. And when you're settled, you'll be thinking to yourself, you know, I should have done this ages ago. Okay, darling. So, yes, all is not lost.
Okay.
I think once you both sink in, you'll think whatever happened in the past is just totally forgotten. Because we often get with the twin flame, it's difficult to get them in. There's ups and downs, there's separations, and there's bringing back together. And I get a three-month period around this, Jessica. Period. So October, November.
So don't force
December.
Anything in the interim, right? I mean, right now I'm like on wit's end here. So just kind of let it naturally come and go as it will, right?
Yeah, I think what happens with I don't know whether it's all genders, really, but us ladies like to know where we stand, don't we? We're very curious. Whereas I think the guys are a little bit more laid back and they take the time and they don't see the issue. And I think calm down a little bit. Like Michael's saying, when his show is really fast-paced, he comes into Guiding Lights and it's almost like, all right, I can relax a little bit now. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like relax and sit back a little bit. And almost, I want to say... observe how this man is with you and understand that actions actually speak louder than words. Some guys don't tell you how they feel, but they might do nice things for you. So just observe that. And you talked about chocolates. I definitely think chocolates are coming your way, darling, as well. But I'll find a way of getting Mike over to you to pick me up a box of chocolates.
I will find a way.
So thanks
I will
for
find
coming
a way.
In.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
Big pleasure. Listen back in the archives, darling. You can listen back to the show and catch your reading. Okay.
Thank you.
And Mikey Davis, are you there?
I am, Sheila. But I was just going to say before we cut off there from Jessica.
Sorry.
Not only can you listen, but you can download a copy of your reading there as well. So, Jessica, you can download a copy of your reading. Let me say thank you very much for calling. So, should we go to Mike next? Hi, Mike. Are you there with us?
Hi, how is everyone?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Michigan.
From Michigan. Okay, wonderful. Now, a little secret there from Michigan. Studio 2 is up in Michigan. I'm in Studio 1. Studio 2 is up in Michigan there with Robert. And Studio 3 is with Ken. And we're producing from Studio 3 at the moment. So, well, hi, Mike from Michigan. What was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I'm calling in regards to, I'm kind of feeling a little stuck financially and just kind of wanted to see on the path of the business that I have is the right direction or is it time for a change up?
Okay. Sarah, do you want to start with this one?
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I have Mike's
day here.
It's what, sweetie? Beautiful day.
Absolutely.
Okay. I was just going to say I have Mike in stereo. Mike on the left and Mike on the right. Okay, let's have a look and see where we're going with you. You were asking about a business venture that you are you dipping your toe in at the moment, Mike?
Yes, I've been doing it for about a year and a half and really haven't had that big plunge financially yet.
No, and this is what happens when we go into business. We have these great ideas that it will be a fantastic success, and it more than likely will, but it takes time. Do you understand? My
yes.
feeling with your business is don't give up, okay? I think it's a slow mover. I think it builds steadily, and you will gain ground. I don't know whether you are you delivering things, Mike? Do you deliver things, or is it something that you sell that's delivered to people?
Sort of. It's more investment vehicles, and I guess would be delivering bank instruments via bank communications and so forth.
Okay, I just get a sense that it's going out further geographically than where you are. Do you understand that you need to expand the area?
All my business pretty much is very rarely does it come from my neighborhood, let alone my state, and a lot of it comes from overseas.
Good, okay. But I just feel like there's an avenue you haven't gone into, okay?
Okay.
I've got a feeling of Canada here. I mean, I don't know whether you're linking in with Canada with your work, but I get a sense that Canada is relevant here, okay? So you could just watch out for that and maybe see if you can find some leads going into that area. Do you understand?
Okay.
Who's James around you, Mike?
Who's James?
Jim or James?
We're not down south, so there would be no Jim Bob, but Jim. I mean, I have a cousin, but I haven't spoken to him in 15 years.
That's okay. I'm just bringing him in as a memory link for you. Now, is there a Bob?
Bob. Through an associate of mine, there is.
Okay, is this connected with work?
This would be.
It is. Yeah? So I didn't hear
yes.
you very well there. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I just get a sense that this Bob or this Robert is going to facilitate something for you and get things moving. But I also feel, even though you've got a cousin by the name of Jim or James, I also feel that James is coming in as well. And this may be a Canadian link with you. Okay. My feeling is, I want to sort of bring you into the January area, which normally in business, January is quite quiet for a lot of people, certainly for us psychics, and you know, it's a knock-on effect with everybody because everybody just quietens down at Christmas time. And February and March really are usually the times where work picks up. But with you, for some reason, I feel like the 4th of January is relevant, and I want you to keep a note of that, please, Mike.
Okay.
4th of January around changes with work and a very quick opening for you, okay? And it is obviously aboard. I definitely get a Canadian link with you as well. I mean, if you're not aware of this now, then please watch out for it. There's a James linking with it, and there's a Bob as well, James and Bob. Okay. I'm absolutely hopeless with geography. Is Toronto in Canada?
Canada is just like an hour drive.
Oh, is it really? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And actually, the country directly south of Detroit is Canada.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. So I just feel there. I want to go there, and that's where your link is. Okay. I mentioned Toronto. Is that in Canada?
Yes.
It is.
About 3 hour drive north.
That's where I'm going. I'm going to Toronto. Okay. And I've got a tall building. I can see a very tall building with a lot of glass around it. Okay, so that's going to be your connection. I do actually feel you will physically go there as well.
Okay. It's a beautiful city.
Okay, darling. So I'm going to hand over to Mike and see what he's got for you.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's happening? I tell you, your boxer is never going to lose his rambunctiousness.
I missed that, Mike. Sorry, say that again.
I'm sorry, your boxer will never not be lacking of energy. They are go, go, go all the time.
Well, this is right. Listen, Mike, I just want to pick up a little bit what Sarah was saying, you know, and I know that you were saying that financially that you're struggling a little bit there, but, you know, I've got a gentleman that draws close to me here in the spirit world, and as this gentleman comes closer, I know that he would link to your dad's side, because he tells me I'm within your dad's side, your family, and I know as he links there, please, Mike, I feel that I want to say to you that he could be like a fatherly figure there to you, as he's in the spirit world. I know that he makes me aware that it's the chest that gives him lots of trouble. I believe that he's kind of gasping for his breath before he passes on to the spirit world, because I know that he makes me hold my chest here. I do believe, I want to say to you, he's very much laid back in his character. Do you understand why I have you with me, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. See, because he says to me, you know, that, you know, life, you know, was very similar to him, that he kind of would have suffered in that way of, you know, money never came to him so freely, you know. It wasn't, you know, he kind of never had loads of money, and what he had to work hard for, and this is what he puts around me. So do you understand this with him?
Yes.
See, and he tells me, but, you know, it was okay, because he got by, because he had faith in himself, and he had faith in those that was closest to him, and he just brings that around me to say that to you, you know, so long as you have your faith in yourself, you will always get by, okay? But I do feel as if I need to say that to you, Mike, you know, don't stop aiming, because you will get there, okay? So know that, no, I think Sarah just mentioned to you about starting up a business or doing some kind of business or something, because I know that's what he makes me aware of. You know, if you have the conviction and the courage, you know, there's nothing that will be impassed you. You just got to keep going forward and do what's right for yourself and for your family. And don't let other people put you down, Mike. Do you understand this?
I do.
See, because I know that people are so, you know, we as people, we can be so cruel and so nasty sometimes. Because I know that that's what I want to put in your life. And I know that I want to say that to you, you know, don't let nobody pull you down. You have to stay calm and be focused, because as you're focused and calm, nothing is impossible. Do you understand that, Mike?
100%.
Good. Okay, because I know that this gentleman that I believe is like fatherly figure there to you, that's why he comes around. And I know, see, in this life of when he was here with you, he would always been the one that would have, like, held you up. He would always give you that support when it was needed, and he's certainly doing that there for you. Now he's in the spirit world there, Mike, okay? And he always wants to be that way that you... You know, he just pulls something out of his pocket for me to look at you a minute. And as he does do just that, you know, I believe that... Did this gentleman have... I know lots of people used to keep them, like little pocket watches that was on chains. Do you understand that he would have kept one of these?
Yes.
But the chain was broke, wasn't it? And he says to me, I could never have it fixed. I could never afford to have it fixed. That's why I put it in my right-hand pocket of my cardi there. Do you understand that, Mike?
Yes.
See, because he just goes into his right-hand pocket there to pull out this watch. And I believe in some kind of way that this watch is still tied to this earth in some way. So I know that somebody would still have this watch. So is that something that you have, Mike, of his?
Say again?
Is that watch, do you have that watch now?
I don't, but I have a feeling it's still with my dad, I think. So I'm thinking this is like maybe his father.
Okay, that's fine. But you don't understand this watch. It's still tied to this earth because he says to me, you know, we'd have always see that that's absolutely perfectly fine, okay? Because I know as he pulls this watch out, it's like if he wants me to look at it and you know, in some way, you know, ask your dad, is that watch stopped ticking? Has it stopped working? Because I believe that's what it has done, okay? And as I said, he could never have he could never afford to have that chain fixed. See, he makes me look at something now, and I don't mean to laugh. You know, that's quite rude of me, actually. But I can see as if this chain did snap, and for a while he kept it, like, together with, like, a safety pin. Do you understand? He would have put a safety pin to link chains together.
Sure.
Perfect. See, because that's what he shows me, that, you know, for a while he kept the safety pin together, but in the end he just gave in, took the chain off, and put it in his pocket. It was always in his right-hand pocket, okay? Now, I believe I want to say to you, you know, that sometimes that you feel, or you kind of play with, whether it be like the loose change in your pocket, or your hand is always in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Happens.
Mentally, it is right now.
Yeah, perfect, okay? Just know that that's, see, when it happens, and when you're doing that, that's when this gentleman is close around you. So that's perfect, isn't it? As he makes a connection there. But please take his love, and remember, and, you know, download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, Mike, and we say thank you very much for calling there.
Oh, always fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I know that we got a few more callers on, but I think that you know, we want to play a song here now, and it's my turn, I guess, here again, isn't it?
Go on then. What you got?
Well, you know, I've got a few things here up my sleeve, okay? And this is one. Now, back last year, I remember, and Spain must be the place to go because I toured Spain last year myself there, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this song was very, you know, came out in the charts just as this song came out. That sounds wrong. I said that wrong. This song came out in the charts just before I went to Spain. And, you know, the kids labeled this, or the three of them labeled it as my song. And, you know, because it's something that I always want to do, to go on tour in different countries, which I was blessed to be able to do that out in Spain. So I'm going to play this song, if you know, and this is from the three of my kids, and it's to me, and I'm sure that each and every one that's listening will sing along to this one.
Can you blow my whistle?
No, I think Ken was playing something different there. Ken, this one is you playing, mate.
Can we just in that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we just in that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars?
Much simpler than this, cause after all the partying is smashing and crashing, and all the tits and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness, and when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but them people never call you back, but that's just how the story unfolds, you get another hand soon after you fold, and when your plans unravel in the sand.
Well, I don't know what happened to that song there, Ken. Maybe you can shed some light upon that subject. Maybe Ken just didn't put it in time or something. I don't know, because it says it's still playing, but I feel it's not, Sarah. But anyway, you get the gist of it, don't you?
Oh, Mike.
You know, It never seems to work when two people are trying to do the same job at once, does it? Maybe I should back up to let Ken take control of, bless his heart. I can imagine Ken's face is going quite bizarre and quite red. I was thinking, I didn't press that. I pressed something else. I can imagine how frustrated he would be. But, you know, it seems to me as if it's still playing, so I'm going to stop it because, you know, I might come back on and, you know, talk about airplanes in the night skies, like shooting stars and all the rest of it, which is quite funny. But, you know, never mind. Sarah, let's go back to the calls. I know that we have somebody here that has actually been waiting quite some time. I believe that we have Nikki here. Hi, Nikki. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, Nikki. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Leighton Buzzard.
From where, sorry?
Leighton Buzzard.
Okay, that's in the UK, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You know, look, check out how clever I am. Isn't that good? You know, I was listening to that song, The Aeroplanes in the Night Sky, before it got cut off, obviously. You know,
I love that song.
My hands were going out and, you know, pretending I was the aeroplane in the night sky. And, you know, I was really there, and then it stopped. And you know, did you feel it stop suddenly? And it's like, as I come to a stop, stand still.
I was just getting my aeroplane on in the lounge.
Okay, Nick. I need to be sure. Okay. So what was the reason that she called you for? Was it just for a reading, was it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, you know, it seems to be as if me and Sarah is working together, which is fine. Which, you know, I love working with Sarah. She's an absolutely fantastic medium. So I'm going to start here with you, Nikki, okay? And I know that Sarah will... follow on there, okay? I guess I still got the aeroplane stopping. doesn't bear to think of it, you know? And when I go to Florida, I hope that the aeroplane doesn't stop.
I'm just wondering, Mike, if it's going to happen with your flights, but don't worry anyway. Carry on.
Mustn't say that, Sarah. Okay, Nikki. let me try and clear all this mugginess out of my way here. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I know I've got a lady here that joins me here from the spirit world that ties there with you, and I believe that she would link to your mum's side of your family when she was you with us. I do believe I want to say that you, that she comes so close, she wraps her arms around me like mother or grandmother would have when they were here with us. I know I want to say to you that this lady would have needed quite a bit of care taken for her before she passed. I know there was lots of assistance. Lots of assistance there with her. There would have been lots of help given to this lady. There would have been lots of support. And she talks of the support that she had from all those that was closest to her. She makes me aware that she lost a bit of weight. And I know that I can see her face starting to slim down towards the end of her life, bless her, because I know that that's what she shows me. And I know that she makes me aware that, you know, that her condition got that bad, that she wasn't able to do anything for herself before she passed on to the spirit world. But I know that's the you know, the main thing that she comes in with. Do you understand of a lady that links to mum's side that would be like that there, please?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, as she offers out her hand to me. And I know whenever the spirit world does that, that always tells me that there would have been somebody there that would have held this lady's hand as she made her transaction home to the spirit world, because I know she places her hand inside mine, bless her, at the moment. So you would understand there would have been somebody there. She actually says, no, there was two. There was two of you there when I passed. Do you understand of this?
No. Okay. I don't think there was people there.
Okay. Okay, let me get a little bit more, because she corrected me and she said two. Now, okay. What I'm right in saying to you, when she passed, it was early hours in the morning she passed, is that right?
Not quite early hours, no.
Okay, because I'm aware, I want to say to you, it's like half past one in the morning. That's the time of I'm aware. See, that's either the time that I took the turn for the worst, or that's the time I actually passed on to the spirit world.
Right, it was earlier than that.
It was earlier than that.
Yeah. Okay.
Then it must be important to do with 1:30.
Right.
Okay. So it'd either be that, like I said, she either took the turn for the worst or that's the time she passed. But if it was earlier than that, okay, why would I say to you that it's important to do with 1:30? Did somebody find out after she passed and it was about 1:30 they found out, or they arrived at 1:30 and it was a bit late?
No, it. She might have been taken away at that time.
Right, so taken away.
But she passed earlier.
Right.
But obviously, it was night time, so they have to wait for people, don't you?
Okay. Well, she makes it aware of 1:30 for some reason. Okay. I know it's important. Whether it would have been like the early on in that day, but 1:30 is important. Okay. But mm-hmm. I just makes a connection. Okay. The important thing is that you understand her.
Yep.
And what she comes through with, the evidence that she presents herself. Now, she talks to me about your life a minute here, Nikki, okay? And if I said to you in your life at the minute that you feel as if, you know, life's going a little bit too fast, if I can say that there to you, because it's like I want to run to keep up with things. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And you feel, you know, that I want to, you know, calm things down and just, you know, be calm, okay? And just let things naturally take its course, because as they take their course, I know that then is the time that things will turn around for the better, therefore, for those and those as closest to you. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Now, I know I've got a gentleman that links you with me as well, that I will need to place him up on your dad's side, because he comes up on your dad's side. And I know that he's quite slight of his build before he passes, and I believe that he will be quite slight of his build throughout his life. You know, I know that as I'm looking at him, he's quite casually dressed again, as I can see him. But, you know, the one thing that draws my attention to him, I want to start fishing with him because I know I've got a rod in hand. I want to cast this rod out. And I believe it's the fishing that this man would have enjoyed when he was here with us. I know that he would have enjoyed the sport of fishing when he was here with us. He says to me that you'd have to go back a little while to find him, fish your mind, okay? And you know the most strangest things they show us sometimes, it's fly fishing is the important thing, because I know he brings his rod in and out several times. I know that the fisherman would do that to do the fly fishing. Do you understand of who he is there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, bless him, because I know that he comes here and you know, and as he's casting his rod in and out, okay, you know, I believe this is what you are doing, like testing the water somewhere. I'm having a go at doing something. I'm stopping, I'm starting. And I believe that's the way you are, like the fly fisherman would cast his rod in and out. That's where you feel that you're doing at the minute, like testing the waters on things. Let's see if it's right there for us. Let's enjoy it as it's happening. But it's like, you know, I'm waiting for that one big bite then, for want of a better word, to make things right, to make it happen. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And I know I want to bring this into your life. I know I want to see to you, you know, it will come. But, you know, you've got to keep putting them feelers out there. Like, again, let's go back to the fishing. Keep doing the fishing. Keep sending your rod out as much as you can, because, you know, it will come back to you, okay? Now, in some kind of way, I know that the spirit world is trying to attract your attention, particularly on you know, on all levels. So I know that you kind of sense someone by either behind you or by the side of you up on times. You turn around and there's nobody there. Is that right?
Can you say that again?
It's that the spirit world is trying to attract your attention. So do you feel as if somebody is either standing behind you or by the side of you, and when you turn around, there's nobody there?
Sometimes.
See, because it's like their way of proving to you, look, we are here with you, okay? We're not here to... See, and I believe you get quite... Without me sounding offensive, and please don't take it offensively, because I don't mean it offensively.
Okay.
Sometimes it startles you. It scares you a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Particularly when you're in the kitchen and being told, it startles you in the kitchen. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying to you, in your kitchen, there's two doors in your kitchen?
No.
Why do I want to go to the two doors? Where's the two doors that's close to get right? Okay, I've got it. The doors, obviously there would be more doors if you look at cupboard doors and everything else. There's two that opens up outwards. So I don't know if you've got a unit that they would have a door either side that would open outwards, so that the two doors, if you like, would open past your body, okay? Now, I believe I want to see you being, like, kneeling down to look into the cupboard. And would I be right in saying that it's like as if somebody is, either those doors have, like, closed, and that's what startled you, because I know I want to talk about the two doors. I want to talk about the spirit world, is if you feel as if sometimes it startles you. It's like as if these either one or the two doors are like shut, and you kind of, what happened there kind of thing. Do you understand of that?
I think so.
Okay. See, because I know I want to say to you, you know, it's nothing to be frightened of. The spirit world is not there to harm us, to bring fear into our lives, only to bring upliftment and to bring encouragement. And that's what these people in the spirit world want to do, is to bring the encouragement, the upliftment into your life, okay? And to say to you, keep knocking, that door will be answered. Do you understand this, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, now I'm going to hand you over to Sarah.
Thank you.
There we go, Nikki. How was that? Lovely Mike Davies giving you a reading. He's a bit spooky, isn't he?
He
is. Okay, let me have a look and see what I've got with you, sweetheart. I feel like I'm waiting something when I link into your energy. I'm waiting for something, okay? Or I'm waiting for contact from somebody. So I'm wondering if there's been some sort of separation whereby you haven't spoken to somebody for about 3 or 4 months. Do you understand this?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Is there a male... I've got male energy around you that I feel wants to reconnect with you.
Oh, God.
I know when I've hit the point where people go very quiet. And it was a bit of a heart pull around this, sweetheart, because my chest feels as though it's painful. But I know when spirit comes to me, they give me the ailments of the people who have passed or maybe people that are here. I feel this is more of an emotional pain here. Okay. I'm linking in May with a birthday or a passing here as well. Can you take this, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Okay, so take that May link as well. I also want to go back to the January area here with you, okay, where I feel there may have been a few tears around about that time. Okay.
Yeah.
Reflecting a lot. Big reflecting month for you, and we could say that about most of us, but the reason why you were reflecting is because there was something that happened around about that time, a grieving or a loss of some sort around about that time, sweetheart. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just bringing you back to that because I like to hit the energy. Don't want to upset you, but I need you to know that I'm with you. Do you understand?
Yep.
And I know I've spoken to you recently. Okay. We had fantastic Nick Stepani. And you phoned in on his radio show, okay? And I know I got the name Robert, so I'm not going to pretend to everybody on the radio show that I'm clever and I know that I've got a Robert for you when I've already given it to you. But I know that I didn't finish what we started because we didn't have time, did we?
No.
All right. Now, you're a little bit worried about what I'm going to say now, aren't you?
No, I'm all right.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
What is the Robert link with you so that I can click into that?
An X.
I thought so. Now, at the beginning, I was actually saying to you that somebody from the past would be coming back. Okay.
Yeah, coming back, I dare you.
Okay. Well, don't be too sure. Maybe you don't want him to come back, but I think there will be an approach in your direction. Okay?
Yep.
I do actually feel, and I know I could pick up on your energy and I could say, oh, you're not going to have him back. I could definitely pick that up from your energy. But I will be honest with you, I don't really feel that. There's a channel of communication coming in where the conversation will be totally different to the way that it was in the past. And whether you continue forwards with the relationship or whether you cut the relationship, it doesn't really matter. Because the key here is healing, the healing of the situation, to help you move forwards. And I feel you lost your voice, almost like you were unable to speak. Okay. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Yeah? And your voice is coming back. It's almost like the butterfly comes in and frees your speech. You know, the butterfly from the cocoon grows out of this cocoon and sets itself free, and it flies so lightly into the sky and so happily, and it goes and finds a lovely flower. Now that sounds lovely, doesn't it? But to me, around you, you've got a blocked chest, sweetheart. I don't know if you've been having chest problems, okay? I'm not making you poorly, don't worry about it, but it's almost like the emotion affects the physical. Do you understand? Have you found you've been having throat problems, chest problems? Right.
Not throat.
B. but just under your throat, just above the top of your chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to me, it feels a little bit tight and restricted. I don't know why. But what I want to say to you is it's going to open up and you'll feel a lot better when you've said your piece. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah? I know you're hesitant. Yeah. You're a little unsure. If you want to talk to me privately, you're very welcome to, sweetheart. But what I will say to you is it's positive, most definitely positive around you. Does he connect with the little girl around you, sweetheart?
Maybe. I don't know if it was a girl or a boy.
Ah, so you've got a little one coming, have you?
No, certainly not. I had an ectopic pregnancy.
Okay, sweetheart, that's the pain then. But obviously that's not throat air, that's something different. Okay.
That's the chest will be the panic attacks after.
Oh, that's it then. Because panic attacks feel like they're physical, they feel like they're health, but they're not. Obviously it's not to do with that, it's to do with your emotional health. Okay, and I think obviously because that would have been extremely painful for you and very scary for you, and a mad rush, almost like the rush that happened, the rush continued afterwards with the panic attacks. And this is where we haven't had any release of, you haven't been able to talk about it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, darling, you will be able to, and you will release this. Can't take back what's gone. There was a lot of physical pain and a lot of emotional pain there. But your life is taking on. And my feeling is around about next April time, I do want to give you the 14th of April. Okay? If it's a memory.
You gave that to me last time.
What's it? What is it, darling?
Yeah, you gave that to me last time as well.
Okay.
That's definitely a date for me.
Oh, it is. I do repeat. And I wouldn't remember. I don't remember things. It just comes off my head.
No.
I had a little bit of a chat.
Looking forward to the 14th of April.
Yeah. I've had a chat with Jerry Humphreys, who I work with today, and we were saying, what do we say? Why do we do it? What are we coming out with? You know, and I said to Jerry, I just understand that we do it, but the validations come in and people say, that happened. I'm getting a lot of validations coming in. So, and I will repeat things to people, and I have done that in the past. That's very relevant with you, sweetheart. Are you thinking you'll never have babies again? I don't see that. Okay. But maybe that's another conversation.
Yeah.
All right. So basically,
yeah.
Next April, I'm sunny. If I did a tarot, I think it's the sun card or the star cards. And I just feel sunny, lively, vibrant, happy, new beginnings. And a really lovely time for you, darling. But I'm not saying that it's going to be really horrible for you until you get to April. Because I feel a very big emotional connection coming in for you in November. You let me know.
Lovely.
All right, darling.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you so much for calling in. And you can listen back via the archives. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you,
Nikki. Yeah.
Thank you, Nikki, for calling in.
Thanks.
As well for that wonderful reading. And as you say, listen back in and download your reading in the archives of Explored FM. So thank you, Nikki. Okay, let's...
Thank you.
No problem, thank you. Let's go back to the phone line, Sheila, because I know it's a busy phone line that's going on here. And I think we go to area code 225. Hi, area code 225. Can we take your name, please?
Sharon, calling from Louisiana.
From Louisiana. Hi, Sharon from Louisiana. What's the reason that you're calling for this, Sharon?
A move.
Okay. Let me hand over to Sarah and we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
That's lovely.
Okay.
Hello, Sharon, sweetheart. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm very good, actually. I'm really enjoying the show. It's light and fluffy. We've got a lot of validations coming in. I love working with Mike as well, so we've got some nice energies going on here. And I'm glad that you've called in. Thank you for calling in. As you were
Thank
talking
you
about a move, that's a pleasure. That's what we're here for, you know. I got moving really quickly. quicker than you think. I just get a sense something's coming in around you quicker than you think, and you're thinking that you're not going, this isn't going to happen. Maybe you've waited a long time for this. I don't know, darling. But I get a very quick transition. I feel like I'm on roller skates and I'm going down a hill very quickly. Okay. I do feel there is hills involved, or there's an incline involved as to where you are now or where you're moving to. Okay. I don't feel it's like, you know, you've got your flat ground. I feel there's either grassy verges that are on an incline or inclines around it. Okay. And I do get the number 3 connected around this as well. And I can see a white door. So I think when you see a 3 and a white door, you're going to know you're on the right path. Okay. Who's had a problem with their eye?
My oldest son.
Okay. I wanted a validation. I could have told you anything. With the eye, I just get a feeling I've got a sore eye or something wrong with my eye. And I know we've got a Michael in here, but have you got a Michael linking in with you, sweetheart?
A what?
Michael, a gentleman by the name of Michael.
I haven't seen him in years. That was my cousin.
Oh, okay. I tend to mention people from the past, but I do feel that there is actually a gentleman in the spirit world that wants to call out to Michael. So I don't know whether it's his father or his grandfather, but it's almost like Michael. He's just saying Michael to me, okay? The person here or somebody around you had quite a severe stitch, you know, a pain on the right-hand side of their body, and I don't know what area that is body-wise. I don't know if it's an appendicitis. Has anybody ever had severe pains around that area?
The lady that I'm close to, she's in the hospital. She's having some gastro problems.
Okay, darling. So you're worrying about her at the moment?
Yeah, we were close. We were real close.
Okay. There's a wash going on in there. I've got a gush of water washing out whatever's there. It's almost like there's toxins and there's something almost like, it's like poison. Well, you know your appendicitis, when your appendix go, they stop the poison from going into your stomach, don't they, or from going into your body. And I've got some sense that it's associated around that area of the body, that something isn't quite functioning right around that area. So just watch and see what happens around that, sweetheart. I'm not actually saying she's got appendicitis, but it's something to do with the poisons and the toxins within the body. Do you understand? Who's Kath or Catherine?
Kath or Catherine?
Kathy or Catherine or Kathleen?
Catherine, I grew up with a girl named Kathy.
Okay, darling. Have you heard from her?
No, I haven't. I saw her one time when we relocated here, vaguely.
So she lives near you, does she?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't bump into her, because I feel like I'm bumping into her and you'll know, okay? And I feel around about the time that you bump into her, around this lady that you're worrying about in the hospital, all of her things will have been almost like calmed down and eased up and mending. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Wait and see. Wait and see, sweetheart. And at that point, I'm going to hand you over to the fantastic Mike Davis.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Sharon, I know that you said that move was the question that you had in your mind. Okay. You know, if I say to you that you haven't been comfortable of where you are for the last few months, does that make sense, did you?
You are more than on target.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that, you know, there was a point of where you was comfortable there once, but I believe that something's gone on in your life or something's gone on around your life that has made it uncomfortable there for you. Is that right?
Yeah.
See, and I believe it's like I want to move because of certain things or certain people that's around your vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, and I know that I'm being given this information by a lady in the spirit world, okay? A lady that I know that she suffered with her hands and her wrists towards the end of her life. I know whether it was like arthritis or something this lady suffered with, because I know I'm seeing her fingers drooping down there. So I know that she would have had difficulties with her joints and the movements within her joints before she passes there. I believe she comes so close to you that I want to bring her through like a mum kind of a figure here to you. But I know that that's where she would be. So you'd understand your mum for me in the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Bless her, because I know that she comes close around me at the minute, and she says to me, you know, it's not your fault, okay? And I know for a long time that you blamed yourself for these actions of other people. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that it's almost got to the point of where you feel as if you're kind of like imprisoned sometimes in your own home, because if you go out, then it's like... it's all going to start all over again. I believe it's like abuse that's going on here and everything else. So I know that it's like, you know, you feel like imprisoned sometimes in your home. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. See, and I know that your mum comes so close to you there at the minute, the Sharon, to say to you that, you know, that she's walking by the side of you every step of the way, okay? And she says to me that you must feel her by the side of you sometimes, because she comes that close there. You know, she comes that close into the vibration with me. You know that I want to say that there's been hurt, there's been tears, there's been upset. So you'd understand that there's been some tears around your life as well, is that right?
Yes.
And she tells me that, you know, that it was only today that you found yourself trying to dry the tears up. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you know, Sharon, you know, even though that all this is going on in your vibration, isn't it wonderful that your mum comes through so strong to let you know that you're not alone? Because I know that that's what you feel, that those as closest to you should give you a bit more support over this. They should be more supportive to you over this. And I believe, you know, if only we had that support, you wouldn't be in the predicament that you are in right now. Does that make sense there, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that's what she brings forward here to me. Now, she says to me as well here that even all this is going on, you still emanate lots of love for everyone else. Even those that's being this way, you still send love to them. You still send love to your family, those that's closest to you. She says that all you do is emanate love. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, because I know deep down inside, you're a very spiritual being, aren't you? Okay, a very spiritual person that I know that you take care of, you know, if you could, you would take care of everyone around you and everyone that touches it in your vibration, because I know that's the kind of person that all you do is shine love and want to support and help people. But she tells me, you know, it becomes increasingly difficult when your path keeps being crossed by negativity. And I know that I want to talk to you here about taking the negativity away, all right, and just fill it with love. Know that your mum is walking so close to you there, in the spirit world there, trying to give you the encouragement and the upliftment. Now, to answer your question about a move, now I believe, as if I want to say to you, it's even though that, you know, you would even consider moving to a different state. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I'm considering.
There we are, because I know that an opportunity has been created there for you to move to another state. And I know I want to say that to you, you know, that it's like as if you're really embarking upon this journey. It's like, you know, it looks likely that you will take this opportunity. But she says to me, you know, that she is fearful of you taking on something that's maybe a bit of a challenge there for you. So I don't know if this one that you've been looking at is a little run down there or something, but I know that I want to say that to you that, you know, don't take on too much, because I know that, you know, it's difficult the way it is at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Okay. Now, I know I want to say that to you, you know, of what I'm saying to you, that instead of... you know, taking on too much, I know that she wants me to, as I said, as I've already said, taking care of you, okay? But you need to start doing that yourself as well, taking care of yourself as well, because I know in some way that you're kind of, you know, as I spoke earlier on in the beginning of the show about my eating habits have changed, about really not really looking after myself maybe as much as I should. Now, would you understand that you have been doing this of late, that you've been skipping meals, you've been, I haven't got time, I'm too busy, I need to sort things out. This paperwork I got to deal with is so much. So you'd understand that you've been, kind of skipping things yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sweetheart. See, you know, your mum comes so close to me, okay? She makes me shiver from head to toe, and that's how close she is there to me at the moment, okay? But I know that she says to me, you suffer with lots of headache that comes down the back of your neck. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, because, again, it's your mum's way of saying to you, look, I'm there with you, okay? I could spend hours upon hours working with you, with your lovely mum there, because I know that she just shed such a wonderful light, and I know that's what your mum did, exactly what she did when she was here. She just emanated love everywhere that she went, okay? She says to me that she had time for everyone, and I believe that you follow in your mum's footsteps so well, okay? Even though that you may not think that at the moment, she says, take a seat back, a sit back, and you will see that you're following your mum's footsteps. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Now, why did she talk to me of the two boys? Do you understand there's two boys? Or were they, do you understand of this?
My son.
Okay. Your sons. And your sons are here with us in this life, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the one son, he is very supportive, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I don't mean to upset you. I really don't, okay? And if you want, I will stop.
I'm just glad that she knows that I'm trying with these. One is supportive and one is just giving me the blues.
Okay, please don't tell me anymore, okay? Because I know that's exactly what she's telling me. The one is supportive and the other one is kind of, yeah, just carry on. Life is okay. And, I believe that... he will come to realize that you need that help right now, okay? I know as your two sons blend together as one, I believe that things will come through. I know that the move will come, okay? And I'll be honest with you, it will come. It's not quite just yet. I believe that the other son needs to realize of what you are how you are suffering at the moment. And when he comes to realize that, I believe that the other son... as I said, the one that's not supportive so much, I believe that he's got and how do I put this, that's not going to be wrong, I hope she's going to help me with this now, I believe that he has so much, I want to use the word, he's a powerful person, but I know that's not correct, and I don't even know how to put it across. Maybe it's the way that powerful in his action. That's right. Okay, thank you. He's powerful in his actions. Do you understand of that?
Yes, thank
you. See, because I know I want to say to you, when that powerful action comes out, I know that he will take steps. He will take control of the situation. I know things will be turned around there. I know I'm looking in the chat room here, and I know that there's lots of prayers, lots of healing, emotion that's coming here from even though people in the chat room, I'm blessed, each and every one of them, And I'm particularly up on this network, up on Mike Spirit FM network. I've aimed so high. I think that it's been achieved time and time and time again with all the wonderful hosts, the wonderful people in the chat room, each and every week, each and every day, in fact, these people are here supporting the show and supporting wonderful callers just like yourself and sending as much healing and as much energy as they possibly can. So please take all of, not just of my love and not just of Sarah's love, but everyone that's a part of the Mike Spirit FM network and a part those that's a part of the chat room and the support, the continued support. Know that all our energy is with you, and I'll say thank you very much for calling there. And remembering, please do download a copy of that reading in your archives, and I'll say thank you very much for listening.
Aww. Lots of love your way, sweetheart. If you can come into Guiding Lights, there's a multitude of healers in there, and you'll find a lot of love in there, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay, I think that we need to go to a song, you know, Sarah. Okay.
Okay.
I think that
we've got one.
I think. Trying to say the same thing.
Ken's doing his own thing tonight, Mike.
Doing his own thing. I think Ken is taking over. You know, Ken, we'll let you take over. It's over to you.
You dare, Ken? No, it's Chasing Cars.
Chasing Cars, and I absolutely love that song, Sarah.
I do as well. You know, Mark, the memory there, I've linked it with all three of my kids, because my Tommy, my eldest one, 21, didn't really choose the right kind of song for a spiritual show, to be honest with you. And I remember going out for a meal once with my brother and all three of my kids, and we all had this song on in the car, and you know, we were singing, all of us singing together, probably all got our own little memories going on while we were doing it. But it was the fact that we're all sharing and that song was there for all of us. So that's my memory with that one.
Well, you know, I just typed to Ken there of another song that I would like him to find for us. And I'm sure that he will do that. you know, Tracy Chapman.
Fast Car.
Fast Car, that's the one, Fast Car.
Love it.
Thank you, Sarah. And I hope that Ken will find that. And as soon as he does find it, we will play it because I feel that ties so much in, particularly with our last caller.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it's such a meaningful song. It's a song I haven't used for a long time, in fact. And me and the kids, we used to, oh, Sarah, you wouldn't believe how loud that used to be played in the car, you know, and I was singing there to you know, if we lay here. And, you know, if Ken does find that song, oh my God, I might even go live and sing it. I doubt it, but the threat is there. You never know.
Now, Mike, we do want to keep some people to listen.
Well, this is true. You know, and we want to keep people to so we can do some more wonderful readings with. So let's go back to the phone lines. And then we're going to go to area code 256. Hi, area code 256. Can we take your name, please?
My name is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Can we ask you, Heather, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama.
From where, sorry?
Alabama, USA.
From Alabama. Oh, wonderful. Okay. I'm not going to say what I thought you said. Okay. So what was the reason that you called this for?
Well, I'm actually getting ready to move here soon, and I want to know if it's going to be a pleasant move or if it's going to be a bad move, and plus I'm wanting to see if I can cheat and find out when my son's going to be due.
Okay, well, let Sarah start with this one, and then I'll continue on after that. So, Sarah, it's over to you.
Okay. Hello there, darling. How are you?
I've been better.
How are you? I tried to catch what you were saying, but it was breaking up a little bit. Could you repeat back to me what it was that you wanted, sweetheart?
I was wanting to know, I'm getting ready to move. I'm wanting to know if it's going to be a pleasant move or if it's going to be a hectic one. And I'm wanting to cheat. I'm 37 weeks pregnant, and I'm wanting to see when my son will be born.
Oh, right, okay.
You can help me cheat.
don't always do that. I'll tell you why. Spirit, like, I'm not making excuses, but Spirit like you to have a surprise. But I'm not saying it's a surprise as in a nasty surprise or a shock to you. But I will tell you that I feel that there's no worry about the baby coming around the time that you're physically making the move. I will tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will obviously be worrying about that. You know, will I go into labour as I'm moving? Is this your second or your third baby, sweetheart?
This is actually my first child. It's my second pregnancy, but my first child.
I was going to say, because I felt that there's more than one pregnancy around you. Okay. My sense is, you see, with me, and they're giving me memories of me and when I had my babies, my three babies, none of them wanted to come out. You know, they went well over, and I needed help for these babies. They all went over 40 weeks. You know what I mean? You can go in England, you can go 2 weeks over your date, and then they give you a date where they induce you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that baby's quite happily there, quite a laid-back baby, easygoing, goes with the flow. And I think when the baby actually arrives, you will have a really lovely, calm baby. You're not going to have a screamer or one that's going to want mommy, mommy, mommy all the time. I feel it'll sleep well, and I think that's important. That's really what you need to know. I get the name Mary around you. Who's Mary?
I have a friend named Mary. She's actually expecting as well.
Is she? Is she expecting at the same time, sweetheart, or is it different?
She just found out recently she's expecting. I do have a friend that is expecting the same time as me, though.
Yeah, so you've got quite a few little babies coming into the world there, which are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you, the friendships you bond with women when you've had babies tend to stay. With all three of my babies, I thought to myself, if I have any more babies, I can't afford any more friends. But mm-hmm. you do tend to get a good bond with your friends because you share so much around the babies. So I think the move, I've got a feeling it is a hectic move. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. But I do feel that it will happen quickly. It will happen very quickly. And I think as long as you rest, you'll be fine. Okay. Who's okay. Sean around you, sweetheart?
Who?
Sean.
I don't really know anyone named Sean.
Sean. Can you just tell Sean? Is it Sean?
I don't know either one.
Okay. They could be around the hospital. It could be a name around the hospital when you go, obviously when you have the baby. Okay.
Okay.
I also feel like I've got a November link with you here. So have we got a celebration coming up in the November time, like a birthday or something in November?
My birthday's in November. That's about it.
That's it then. That's all about you. There's a lady linking in the spirit world, and I feel like she would want to bake you a cake. Okay?
Okay.
Obviously, she can't do that, but it's almost like, I want to bake you a cake, and I want to put a 3 on the cake. I don't know why. I want to put a 3 on the cake. Okay?
Three.
I mean, you're obviously older. Pardon?
You said 3.
3,
the number
yes.
3? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know why, but she's putting the 3 in the cake. And I feel that she would make cakes, she would do this. Or she would want to make sure that you had a cake for your birthday. And what I want to say to you is, there is one coming for you. Okay, so there's going to be a surprise for you. And it'll be somebody, it'll be a special delivery. And I know that it should be a surprise, but it's almost like this lady wants to say to you, it's coming in directly from her. Because often spirit puts thought processes into other people to do things. Do you understand? And I just feel this is really nice for you. And I'm going to hand over to Mike. And if that's okay with you, thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Well, I think we've lost connection there.
Okay.
That's okay. You know, if you want to call back in, please do so. because, you know, sometimes technical issues do happen this year, and unfortunately, I think that we have lost. I'm just looking in the chat room that the poor Heather, her connection got lost. And not our end. If you call back in, Heather, because I did recognize your number. If you want to call back in now, within the next few seconds. Actually, let's go to a song, because I know that Ken has loaded up the song, and if Heather is going to call back in, then please do so, and then we can bring you back on. So, Ken, let's play that song I asked you for, mate.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at a convenience store. Managed to save a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. It says, body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could see someone, see someone, see someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Sell trinkets and stay at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving in your car. Keep so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before, your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. It's fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Ah, wonderful, Tracy Chapman. You know, said I absolutely adore that song. You know, it just takes me back to the days of me, the kids, singing our heads off. You know, and I was actually singing that. You know, as we was playing it, and you know, loving every minute of it. So I know that we got Heather back here. Hi, Heather.
Hi. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, we forgive you.
Found out on me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We forgive you because we are nice here on my FM. And we say that.
We are. We're full of love.
I'm very glad.
Okay. So what point did you get cut off there? What was the last thing that you heard?
The last thing I heard was a birthday cake and three. And that was the last thing I heard.
Okay, Sarah, do you want to see what you had just after that?
I think it was basically that was it, that the lady would like to give you a cake or bring a cake to you with a three on the cake, specifically a three on the cake, that you were going to have a good baby, I remember saying that, and November obviously being your birthday. That's what I can remember. But the thing is, sweetheart, you can click back after the show and listen to everything that I've given to you anyway. And at the point where you went off, I was actually handing over to Mike. And you got cut off then. So I don't know if you want to continue with that now, Mike.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Because, see, Heather, I know that the first question that you had, that she wanted to cheat a little bit, whether that, you know, what sex with the child was. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, you know, this is something I don't really do, you know. And all of a sudden there was blue everywhere, okay. Now, whether that's associates their heather that it's going to be a boy, I don't know. But, you know, that's what I was aware of, blue, okay. So, you know, I'm not going to say it's going to be a boy, but I'm aware of the color blue that I want to place around your vibration. Now, I do believe I want to link you here with somebody in the spirit world. And I know that, you know, I've been chatting to your lovely mum there in the chat room as well. Not that, you know, your mum has told me anything about you. But, you know, I know that I have somebody here that's linking from the spirit world. And I'm so glad that you called back because I was just going to send this lady packing. But she says, no, hold on. So I know that I have to, you know, that I had to wait there. And bless her, I know that as this lady comes through here for me, I know that she ties there with you. And I do believe she's in your mum's side of the family of when she was here with us. So I want to go back, obviously, a generation in your mum's side. So would you understand your grandmother there for me in the spirit world there, Heather?
Okay.
Now, would I be right to you that your grandmother, when she passed, it was quite some time ago now. Is that right?
It depends on which grandmother, but yes, they have both been deceased for a little while now.
Okay, well, I want to link with the one in your mum's side because she pulls me towards mum's side. Okay, I know I'm conscious of the time, so I'm going to work as quick as I can with her and find out what she has to say. Now, she tells me there that you know, you've been preparing so hard for the birth of this child. I know that you've been getting things ready. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
And she talks to me about hanging things up over, up on the walls of where that you would have the cot or maybe the basket there to start off with. And she talks to me about, like, making the nursery. So I don't know if you've been doing that of late or that's something that you've been wanting to do at the minute there. But I know that's what I want to bring close there to you, about making the nursery. And she's pleased to see, you know, it's about time too. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and I know that this is how mum's mum would come through. It's about time too, girl, because I know that it's been like, you know, a long time waiting, okay? And I believe I want to say that to you, you know, it's like as if I want to say to you that these people in the spirit world and in this life are so pleased to know that, you know, that there's a young one coming there for yourself. And I believe it's going to, like, bring everything into perspective closer there to you and for you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Now, I know, see, as she comes close as well, that she says to me that, you know, that your senses have been heightened of late there as well. Do you understand that your senses have been heightened of late? Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes,
see, and she talks to me about, you know, you have to, I don't know there, Heather, but have you, like, not been going to all the classes or something? Or you've been skipping the odd class here and there or something?
Yeah.
See, because she says to me about the class, you got to stick going to them classes. And I need to say it like that. You have to stick going to them classes. They're important. And it will, even though the our wonderful Sarah have already said that you're going to have a quiet baby, which is fine, but you still need to stick to them classes. I know that you have lots of support in this life, but, you know, you also have lots of support in the spirit world. And I know that as they bring it forward there for you, they just want me to say that, you know, it comes with an abundance of love, an abundance of joy. And I feel that's what I want to put in your life there. Excuse me. Now, I know as well that as she comes through that she wants me to talk to you here about... Excuse me. I know that we've just played Tracy Chapman, the fast car. What's to do with the car around you now? Have you been, like, wanting to change the car or something?
The car?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been looking to upgrade to another car. I have a pretty old car.
Okay, see, again, doesn't that prove to you that your grandmother's in your life? Because she talks to me about the car and where the car is, okay, that she wants to, you know... You've been carefully choosing, haven't you? You've been looking, and she says to me, you know, don't make your first, don't leap in straight away. You know, have a look first, look around, and make sure that you choose the one that's more comfortable there for you. Okay, Heather, does that reading help you a little bit?
It does, in a way. The car situation, I've actually been waiting for almost 2 years now because I'm just taking my time to see what's going to be right for me, you know.
Okay.
I've been holding off on that for a while.
Okay, I know that they've just seen in the chat room, we both need a new car. Okay, it's the red one. Which one of you has the red one?
Neither one of us have a red car.
Okay, that's the car that's coming, because I can see the red car. It's very much like a burgundy, reddy, very deep red car, okay? I want to settle that there with you. Heather, I know that I have to leave it there. I know our time has run out. I say thank you very much for calling, and please do download a copy of that read in the archives. I say thank you very much.
All right, thank you for taking my call back. I appreciate it.
The pleasure is all ours. Thank you. Sarah, I know that we've come to the end of your show. To, you know, a wonderful part where just our information is Facebook, Medium Sarah May. Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. For me, from Sarah, it's good night, good day.
Good night.
Wherever you are.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.